forth. But we get kind of three in a row there every 2 weeks. So got to pay tribute to the flag. It's an icon, a symbol of our country, not just of material. Heard a couple days ago that Puerto Rico had voted to become a state, but needs to be a congressional move. Wouldn't it be odd? What would that flag look like with 51 stars? I haven't seen a change of the flag in my lifetime. Those of you who were born before 1948, when Hawaii and Alaska were allowed in the Union, you saw the change. So what would that change look like with 51 stars? Curious. It is 12 after 8. Time for us to check traffic and see what's going on 100 County Road. Came in here today and there was nobody on the roads. A lot of high schools have finished up. Middle schools, it's the last day of school. So the only thing I saw on the way in this morning was some of the school buses were holding up some traffic, but on my way, I didn't see anybody until I saw that school bus. So the only thing we have right now is some congestion on 78 eastbound, exit 29, Bedminster. Slow-moving traffic. Delays currently back to 18, Clinton Township, due to volume. Came out at 7:46 this morning. That's it. Drive safe, sound smart, and get your information from HERTTMA.com. Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. So what's on Hunter Chamber Radio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heidi back today. She's going to talk to me about the markets, find out what's happening with the latest big blowout in Uber, find out what's happening there. I got an interesting message that retail is down, bankruptcies are up 30-something percent this year. A lot of mom-and-pop stores closing up. That's kind of surprising because we kind of felt that the economy was going well, but it's because of those that have been hanging on to simply brick-and-mortar. At 8:40, we go traveling. Diane Lane from D&L Travel talks with me about vacationing. 8:45 to 9. At 9 o'clock, Maureen Radarczyk is going to come here from 9 to 10, and we're going to talk about tracing your ancestry, finding your family tree. It's part of celebration observances for this week, so we'll find out about that. At 11 o'clock, it's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pramatic gives us information about how to take care of kids and have them grow up in the 21st century. And she believes that kids are more stressed out and more tech savvy than they were back in our day. So a new technique, a new way of teaching them, a new way of allowing them to grow up. And Raising Conscious Kids Radio is dedicated to that. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamura Roll is on from noon to 1. Ruth brings us techniques to overcome and handle stress, anger management, relationships, all the tips, advice that she can provide as part of her 30-plus years of being a certified therapist. Modern Design with Rich Scuderi is on from 2 to 3. Rich brings us information about how to have a great interior design in your home on a budget. So Rich brings on folks to talk about the challenges that they face, plus he also brings on those that he sources with to help with that. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy, Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 4, having and presenting to you people of interest that she has come in contact with as part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. The Human Side with David White and Art Nevin, an eclectic show about anything that has to do with human beings and human behavior and human thought. That's on from 4 to 5. And that's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.
The weather for Hunterdon County, currently 79 degrees. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 83, partly cloudy with a low around 57 for tonight. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 78, and a chance of showers Thursday night after 2 a.m. Chance of rain on Friday with thunderstorms also possible after 2. And it'll be cloudy on Friday with a high near 74. Then Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, chance of showers, high near 81. And Sunday, Father's Day, be chance of showers and rains. Would be likely mostly before 2 p.m. And then mostly cloudy with a high near 87. So we're going to have a few damp days ahead of us. Damp.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington. Sorry about that. I have been bringing Counselor's Chat to you for probably four or five years. I'm not even really keeping track of it. It is something that I do every Wednesday, and the primary reason is to provide education for you, the public, and listeners, in terms of what it means to have good mental health, and also to know what it means to work with someone who is a licensed professional counselor, so to give you some information about licensed professional counselors. We are different from social workers. We are different from psychologists. We are definitely different from psychiatrists. We're not medical doctors, so we can't prescribe. We're probably closer to psychologists than we are in some ways to social workers. We have to be proficient in 9 areas of counseling. So that is really the areas of study for us who are licensed professional counselors or LPCs. I do have a website, and that is for my practice. It's altarollcounselor.net, altaroll with 2 L's, counselor.net. And my radio show has a Facebook page under Counselor's Chat, so I would love to have you follow me. Anyway, my topic today, you might say it's a little controversial, but it really is about what we are doing with our young people in creating safe spaces for them on college campuses. It's something that we hear about more often. These are places that college campuses set up where students who are feeling threatened in some way can go, where they have milk and cookies, crayons, stuffed animals. Where political correctness rules, so You have to be very, very important to know what words can you can and cannot use. You need to know things about microaggressions. So I'll talk a little bit about microaggressions. Some of you who are listening may have children that are in college, graduating college, just graduated college, graduating high school, in high school, going off to college. But this seems to be a policy that many college campuses are embracing. Creating a safe place so that you don't feel attacked or hurt or wronged or offended. And from my perspective as a therapist, is what we are doing is we are creating a false belief that says we can have places where we are safe. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't have places that are safe. But it's sort of creating these rubber rooms, I'm going to call them, where we believe that other people, through the words that they use, can hurt us, where we are using political correctness to a point where it's actually harming other people. It's harming the people that are looking to go to these safe places, actually. Rather than teaching students coping skills, we're teaching them avoidance skills. So I'm going to say that again. Instead of teaching our children coping skills, we are teaching our children avoidance skills. So chances are you're listening to this and you're saying, yeah, I don't know if that really is going to work. The other thing is we're teaching children about taking offense, being offended. That other people are in charge of how I feel. That's really what that means. Other people are in charge of how I feel. Now, we have a strong tendency, and when I've done a show in communications, I will talk about this. The way we speak in our country and in English in general, we do say, you make me. You make me. You made me. You really made me angry when you did that. You really pissed me off. You really crossed the line on that one. You really hurt me when you forgot my birthday. You insulted me when you used this particular word. And now I'm uncomfortable and I've taken offense. And what I want to do, because the third part of this, okay, so it's about false narrative in terms of there's a safe place rather than coping skills. It's about taking offense and being politically correct. And the third thing, which I was going to just say, is that I blame others and I become the victim. And I'm going to add a fourth, and it's also about wanting to control others. If I can control what you say, then I'm not going to be offended. None of this has any kind of grounding in logic. None of this has any kind of grounding in logic. So, number one, learning coping skills. Very important. What do I do when someone else is angry? What do I do when someone else is aggressive? How do I handle relationships? When do I know it is a healthy relationship for it versus an unhealthy relationship? And how do I get out of an unhealthy relationship? Running to a safe place and hiding under the covers with graham crackers and milk is not getting out of a relationship. That may be potentially harmful. Trying to control what someone else says is impossible. Trying to control what someone else thinks is even more impossible. Believing that you make me mad, you make me sad, is an area where we can correct, because nobody makes me feel anything that I don't already have based in a belief system. So we're talking about basic cognitive behavioral therapy, which is the primary therapy that majority of people in my field use. So I think it's an extremely important topic, because what we are doing by creating these safe places in high schools and especially in colleges is we're keeping our children, and we are stunting them. We're coddling them. We are not preparing them for the world. We are creating a situation where they're going to have high levels of anxiety, panic attacks, depression, higher rates of suicide, a stronger tendency towards using drugs and alcohol to escape. We are hurting them. We are not helping them. So I'm going to take a short commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk about those four things and the way we need to change them to help our children rather than hurt them. So I'll be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I am talking about how the safe spaces that we are encouraging our college students to run in, to run and hide is actually unhealthy for them. It actually is not helping them in terms of mental health. And that there are several things that I want to talk about that would help change that for them, because it's not preparing them for the real world. So finding a safe place to run and hide because you feel threatened, uncomfortable, offended by someone's words and ideas is not a coping skill. Taking offense, being offended, even if someone insults me, the choice is mine as to whether I take offense or not. And this is the coping skill. If you want to offend me, if you want to say words that I don't like, say them. I don't have to accept them. I do this in my office. I hand somebody a pen and I say, here, take this. And they take it. And like, okay, this was something you decided to take from me. And I write, put the word or a piece of paper, I write offensive statements. And I hand it to them and they take it. Now, the thing is they could say, I'm not taking it. I'm going to run away and I'm going to hide. And I want my graham crackers, cookies, coloring book, and crayons. Soft music, yoga class. Okay. Now, I'm not going to say that there aren't some positive things to some of that. However, it's not preparing our students for the real world. It's telling them to run away. If someone hands me an offense, I don't have to take it. What that means is I don't have to apply it to myself. If you want to say I'm stupid, go right ahead. Say whatever you want. I am not going to apply it to me because I am not stupid. You want to say something racial to me? All that does is it tells me about how you think. I am not going to apply it to me. I am not going to take on and put the jacket or coat on of the offense that you've just given to me. And sometimes this is a microaggression when someone says something unwittingly. Such as, I don't know. I'm colorblind. I don't see race. Well, I don't know. That actually offended me. I'm really offended that you said that. Well, it wasn't meant to be offensive. Or making a statement such as, I don't know, I'm talking to someone maybe who is has an Asian background, let's say, and I say things like, wow, you're struggling with math. Aren't you supposed to be good in math? You know, because you're Asian, right? Asians are supposed to be good in math. Well, that's a racist statement, right? So now you're offended. I may not even recognize that what I'm saying is offending you. The problem with that is it's that you are creating it. You're becoming, in other words, I'm in charge with how I feel. I'm in charge of my feelings. I take offense because I take it. Or I create it in my own mind. You may not have even intended for anything to be offensive. It's just, I'm now taking offense at that. What are you saying? What are you calling me? I'm offended. Well, I'm offended because I have a perception about it. This is the cognitive behavioral aspect. Okay? If I think that everyone should, if I say it's not okay, if I have a belief system in play, I'm always on guard, I'm extra sensitive, and I am willing to take offense because I think you shouldn't say that. You should know better. And I am blaming you. When I blame you, I become the victim. When I blame you for the words that you're saying, I'm blaming you for making me feel unsafe. Now I feel unsafe because of you. I'm now the victim. I am blaming you. I'm the victim. I don't take any responsibility. Coping skills means I take responsibility. That means also I know myself enough. I have a good sense of self-awareness that I know that if you didn't use your blinker when you turned, it wasn't anything personal about me. And I'm not going to take offense at it. How dare you not use your blinker? Don't you see I'm behind you? Now I'm a victim of your poor driving. Well, sometimes we are, like in an accident. That can happen. At the same time, it's my being aware. The guy in front of me didn't use his blinker. I need to be aware of that. I need to be focused, not on my cell phone, not doing texting, not listening to music, to the point where I'm distracted. Nobody's doing that to me. I'm doing that to myself. We are not teaching our children about raising self-awareness. We're not teaching our children about self-responsibility. The only reason someone, generally speaking, makes me angry is because I have a belief system or a perception. Using a particular word can be used in comedy, and we laugh at it. It can be used as an insult, and we take offense. Now, the comedian says, I can't use it anymore because you may take offense, and it was something that was really funny. It diminishes our ability to laugh at ourselves. It means that we create a situation where everything is so serious. Everything is a crisis. And we need to be rescued. It is an unhealthy place. place to be put in and to teach this to our children. There are comedians who have decided they are no longer going to take their shows to college campuses because students may feel offended because they can't take a joke. They've become overly sensitive. How does that work in the workplace? They're not going to be able to work because they're going to be so sensitive to microaggressions and using words that feel they're being violated and high levels of anxiety and stress to the point where they're going to need to figure out how to get money to live on somewhere. It's not going to work for them. This is not healthy. Personally, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You do your own thing out there. But I know I would not send any of my children to a college that has a safe place like that. Or if they, I would make sure that my student knows that that is not appropriate because it's not preparing them for life. It's creating victimization, poor coping skills, lack of coping skills. It's keeping them in a place where we are not allowing our children to grow up to be adults, to be able to negotiate through the adult world. It stunts creativity. Because you're hiding. Our children are going to be hiding instead of coping. Now, when we are talking about real trauma, and what do I mean by real trauma? Okay, we know that we have many of our soldiers returning with post-traumatic stress. If I grew up in an extremely dysfunctional family where maybe I've had a parent that was an alcoholic or it was violent or there was something going on in my household that caused trauma, incest, maybe I was raped, went a really bad car accident. Real trauma. I may have some acute trauma or post-traumatic stress. I may need to learn about creating a safe space or a safe place. But in my mind, what does that mean? That does not mean that I run away someplace and hide under the covers. If I have a job and my boss said, I really want you to go back and review this report because I think there's a few things missing. And I say, oh my gosh, I can't handle this. He's not happy with my work or she's not happy with my work. I got to leave. I got to take a sick day. I got to go home and get some milk and cookies and hide under the covers. I'm going to lose my job. We are not helping our children. We are hurting our children by this policy. We are creating victims. There are always victims when there is blame. There's always the contrast. Like, you cannot know light if you have never seen darkness. And I think I've said this before, maybe even last show. I don't remember. I feel like I just did this. I don't know wet except that I know dry. I don't know day except that I know night. I know how to be a victim because there's somebody to blame. And I'm not taking responsibility. I'm taking offense. When I take offense, I become a victim. Even if someone is consciously and provocatively insulting me, I have a choice. I can either take offense or I can envision like a plexiglass wall in front of me and the insults are coming and they just hit that plexiglass and slide off. They don't have to apply to me. Because what that is doing is it's telling me about the other person. I don't need to take offense. It's telling me about the other person. The other person, okay, is possibly trying to put me in a place of being a victim. And I choose not to be a victim. I choose to be a survivor and a thriver. I am not going to be thriving if I'm in my safe place with my coloring book and teddy bear and milk and cookies. That's not thriving. That's regression. Everything that I know, and I think sadly, part of this is based in some of the things that happened through counseling in terms of looking for a safe place and being traumatized, and we work with people like that. When I work with people who have issues of trauma, yes, I do want them to find a safe place. We may do that through some imagery work. That means doing some deep breathing, relaxation exercises, picturing a place in your mind that's quiet, peaceful, and safe. It is also about doing mindfulness practices right now in the present moment. All right, so someone used a word that I don't like, but is it really an attack? Just because I don't like it? Right now in the present moment, no one's hitting me, no one's hurting me, I'm not hungry, I'm not thirsty. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here at the radio station, and there's nobody in here but me. Asking myself, am I taking offense? Am I being assertive rather than passive or passive aggressive or aggressive? Am I taking on the role of a victim rather than being responsible for myself? One of the things in cognitive behavioral therapy or dialectic behavioral therapy, we are told and taught to teach people how to tolerate being uncomfortable. I may not like what you said. It may be uncomfortable. But again, if I'm with someone who is filled with racial slurs, instead of taking it personally, I'm going to say, you know what, I don't think I want this person in my life, and walk away from the person, rather than telling them you're not allowed to use words like that. As a matter of fact, I would much rather have people use words, because it gives me a clearer idea of who they are. So I can have all kinds of racial thoughts and never express it. Wouldn't you rather that I express it if I had racial thoughts, and you can then make a decision as to whether you want me to be a friend of mine or not? I would much rather have people use words so that I get to know who they are. And I want to use words so people get to know who I am. It then helps me make a better choice of how to take care of me and what is a healthy relationship and who are healthy people Because if we all walk around not able to say words, then I don't really know what you are thinking. I don't know your perspective. I can't make a choice as to whether I want you in my life or not. My gosh, I had no idea that you had such violent thoughts. I had no idea. You never said anything until after we were married. I'll use that as an example. And now, my gosh, I realize that you are not who I thought you were. Because you never used those words around me until now that we're married. And actually, I don't think I like you. How's that? That doesn't work. Now I'm a victim. We are shifting in our society to points of time and places where victimhood is more the norm. That victimhood is the goal. See, when I'm a victim, I need to be rescued. Because I'm not an adult. I need you to rescue me. We end up with what is called the Cartman Drama Triangle, which is the classic codependent model. So we've got rescuing and enabling and caretaking. We have persecuting and being persecuted. So I'm feeling persecuted by you because you're using words that are unsafe for me to hear. And so that makes you a bad person. So now I'm persecuting you because you just used bad words. You've persecuted me. And now I'm a victim. And I need to go to my safe space. This is not healthy. This is codependency to the extreme. These are not coping skills. This is escapism. The problem with escapism is one of the things that works really well, because after a while, cookies and milk and crayons is not going to work. And we're living in a culture that is encouraging pot smoking as a coping skill. Marijuana is a gateway drug. We have an opiate addiction in this country that is off. This is really, I have to tell you, it is all connected. I'm following the dots. I don't know how to cope. No one ever taught me how to cope. All I know is how to run away. I don't know how to tolerate being uncomfortable. I need something to take the uncomfortable edge off because I can't tolerate it. I don't know anyone who's died from being uncomfortable, but we're making it that way. We're a victim of being uncomfortable. And it doesn't work. So I need to take another little break and we'll come back and talk a little bit more. I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI,
the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington, right on Main Street. I've been a licensed professional counselor for over 30 years. I've been in the field for over 30 years. And if you're interested in finding out more about what I do, I work with people in early recovery, struggling with addictions, families who have addicts in their families, codependency, adult children of alcoholics, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, grief and loss issues, just to name a few things. You can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's altarole with two L's, counselor.net, all one word. You can also find me under Counselor's Chat on Facebook. So I'd love to have you follow me under Counselor's Chat on Facebook. So today I'm talking about safe places that we are creating on the campuses for our children, which is actually not good for mental health. The basic tenet in psychology is that helping people avoid their fear only fosters higher anxiety. So if I have a great deal of anxiety about getting on a plane, I'm going to say, okay, well, don't ever get on an airplane. Don't ever look at one. Don't ever see one in the sky. Keep your head under the covers because this way you'll never feel afraid of airplanes. No. The way to handle a fear like that is go to the airport. Watch airplanes. Watch them land and take off. Get on one. Walk on one and walk off of one, even if it means you got to buy and spend the money on the ticket. Take an airline flight somewhere. Learn good coping skills. Deep breathing, meditation, mindfulness, imagery work. Oh my gosh, I'm afraid of flying. My boss wants me to go to San Francisco for a convention. I can't go. I have to run and hide. It doesn't work. We have to face our fears, and this is a tenet of how to handle anxiety. Instead, what we are doing is we are fostering anxiety by creating safe spaces. It doesn't work. And I talked about the Cartman drama triangle. I've talked about it before, where we have rescuing, enabling, we have being persecuted or being the persecutor, we have the victim. It's that triangle right there. And so often, part of what happens in the persecuted, persecuting role is I am looking to control. which is often what happens in codependency. I don't have good coping skills. I don't have good coping skills, so I'm going to try and control you so I feel better. The classic situation, because codependency originated around the disease of alcoholism, is I'm going to focus on you and your drinking and control your drinking so that I'm feeling better. I'm going to monitor what you do so I feel safe. It's a false narrative. It causes anxiety, it causes distress, it causes panic attacks, it causes depression, it causes hopelessness, feelings of being overwhelmed, I can't stand it, I can't tolerate it, I'm going to lose my mind. This is what we are teaching. I have no power to control another human being. I have no right and I have no power. I cannot control the words that come out of another person's mouth because I may be offended. What I do have the choice of doing is not taking offense. And I have the choice of saying, I'm so glad you used those words because I don't think I really want you to be my friend. I know you now. Thank you. Thank you for being open with me, for being honest with me, for showing me your true colors. I so appreciate that. I can turn something negative into something positive. I can do that because I control that within myself. Milk, cookies, and crayons don't cut it. That's not a coping skill. That's an avoidance skill. Run away and hide is avoidance. Making choices to not be a victim, making choices to be in healthy relationships, being educated in terms of what is a healthy relationship, using I statements. I feel angry when. I feel sad when. As a matter of fact, I'm so glad that you're using those words to describe that group of people because I'm learning something about you and I am making a choice not to be in a relationship with you because it doesn't work for me. Not, I'm going to make you stop thinking that way. I'm going to make you, see, that's the power thing. I'm going to make you not use those words. I am offended by the Confederate statues that are around this country, so I'm going to make you take them down. You may not be defended by them. You may say this is part of our history. But I'm going to force you to take them down because I'm offended. How about this? If I don't like the channel, the TV show that I am watching, instead of my saying, you must take this TV show off the air, I'm going to watch something else. And if enough people watch something else, the advertisers are going to say, nobody's watching my advertising, I'm going to stop advertising on that particular show, that show's going to lose its funding and it's going to disappear. If I don't like that song, I'm not going to listen to it. Gee, you know what? There's some songs that never make it up to the top 10. Why is that? Because people don't listen to them. People don't buy them. People don't like them. They never make it up to the top 10. I don't have to listen to something that I don't like to hear. If I don't like the music, I'm not going to listen to it. Instead of saying, I'm going to listen to it, but you have to stop playing it. I am in control. You understand the control, the power is in the choice that I make. That takes me out of the victim role. That gives me coping skills. If I am working with someone, with a boss that is super controlling, who's a micromanager, who's always critical, I could look for a new job. I have choice. If I'm in a relationship where someone is being abusive, I can't make them stop. That's codependency. What I can do is I can leave the relationship. Is it always easy? No, of course not. I understand that. But it is a coping skill. I am not happy in this relationship. I am unhappy with the insulting. I'm not going to tell you to stop, but what I am going to tell you is I'm out of here. I'm leaving. I respect myself too much to stay in this relationship. I'm not going to go hide in the corner with my crayons and coloring book while you threaten to beat me up. Parents, really listen. Do you want your children to become healthy, well-balanced, responsible adults? That is your task, you know, as a parent. That's your job. Being a parent is not being the friend. You can be a friendly parent, but your job is to raise and create healthy adults with good coping skills, with good values, to be able to say, you know what, I really don't want to be in a relationship with someone like that. It doesn't work for me. Rather than, you need to stop being like that because the relationship isn't working for me. We cannot control how other people think, what other people do. But I tell you what, if restaurant A serves really lousy food, we're not going to go and they're going to close their doors. If person A is always nasty and is racial and is cruel to other people, they're going to find themselves really alone. And they may have to make a choice to change their life and change their attitude. But it's the choice they have to make. I can't make it for them. I can only make choices for me. Self-care, good coping skills, know my limits, know my boundaries, not take offense, be assertive, not aggressive, not passive. Be wary of my communication. You make me? No. I feel really sad about this. I'm really upset. Learn how to tolerate being uncomfortable because the world is uncomfortable. I hope this was helpful. It's the end of the show. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll. If you have any comments, please, by all means, you could put them on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. You can leave a message, suggestion for the show, comment about the show, or if you'd like to make an appointment, I don't keep a waiting list. So I hope this was useful. I hope this was helpful. And if you do have a child that is looking for that safe space with cookies and milk and crayons and all of that, you might want to think about some good mental health counseling for them so that they learn good coping skills so they can negotiate life as adults. So I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat, and I hope you and wish you all good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're deeply indebted.